Peace to other brothers and sisters.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考做教会的柱石这个主题。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I share with you the topic to be the pillar of the church.
我们从今天开始读经，要读以弗所书。
So starting from today, we will be studying the book of Ephesians.
那我们在上个星期的聚会当中已经跟大家介绍过一些这个以弗所书的重点。
Last week I have shared with you some of the key points of the book.
那个教会，因为它这个主题很多部分在论教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
So the teaching of the church has many topics within it. One of which was that the church is the body of Christ.
教会是神主耶稣基督神的救赎计划借着耶稣基督来完成的。
The church is the salvation plan of God done through Christ.
所以教会的建立基本上是神的旨意，是神主动在人间所设立的这个帐幕在人间，要来让凡属他人可以得救的。
So the establishment of the church is the will of God initiated by God as a tabernacle among men to save men.
那教会是既然是主耶稣基督的身体，就有他的圣灵充满在当中。
So if the church is the body of Christ, then it should have the spirit of Christ filled within it.
教会是由跟随耶稣基督的门徒所组成的。
And the church is consists of the disciples who followed Jesus.
那在以弗所书的第二章特别提到，我们原来在肉体上，我们都是跟神无关的，跟基督无关的，是不认识神的外邦人。
So in chapter 2 of Ephesians, it says that originally we are the Gentiles, belonging to the flesh and had no part with Christ.
那可是因着主耶稣基督的恩典，他的怜悯临到我们，我们今天被拣选能够成为神家里的人，不再做外人，也不再是客旅。
But because of the mercy and the grace of God that we are today chosen and we are no longer sojourners or Gentiles.
我们不管是哪一个民族，不管是男是女，是卑贱是尊贵，我们都同被建造成为神圣灵居住的所在，就是组成了这个主耶稣基督的教会。
So it does not matter which ethnicity we come from, whether we are male or female, we are royal or humble, that we are one part of this body, this church.
那以弗所书他从第四章开始呢，他就特别提到说，在这个神的教会里面呢，他设立了一些人来帮助教会，为了要让教会渐渐的成长有基督长成的身量。
So starting from chapter 4, it mentions that a few individuals are appointed within the church for the purpose so that the church may grow.
所以神的旨意，主耶稣基督的心，就是要让这个教会成为完全。
So the heart of God and the will of Jesus Christ is so that the church may be complete.
既然教会是他的身体，主耶稣基督他是荣耀的主，那么这个教会必然需要成为荣耀、圣洁、完全。
Since the church is the body of Christ, and God is the God, Christ is God of glory, so the church must be complete.
好，那所以为了要让这个教会能够完全，那么神呢，他就从这个教会当中呢，从信徒当中呢，设立了一些不同的工作，让每一个人各尽其职来完成这个神救赎的计划。神的工作能够完成，让更多人加入这个身体，让身体能够真的长成。
So for the sake that the church may be blameless, there are people who are appointed to have roles in this church to offer different kinds of gifts for this purpose, so that the church may grow and be prosperous and be complete.
我们现在请看以弗所书第四章。
So let's now read Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章，请看第十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
四章十一节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
第12节说, 为要成全圣徒, 各尽其职, 建立基督的身体。
Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
13节说, 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这几节圣经告诉我们说，神在教会当中呢，他设立了不同的工作，然后拣选不同的人来做这些工作。
So these three verses tells us that in different areas of the church, God has established members to conduct different affairs.
那这些工作都是为了要成全圣徒，就是要让弟兄姐妹每一个人在信仰上可以被建立，然后每一个人各尽其职，建立主耶稣基督的身体，就是让这个教会能够成为完全、成为荣耀的教会。
And these various works are for the purpose that the saints, that is the members in the church, may be complete, and so that the church may be built.
那这个神从这个信徒当中所选出来的人呢，就是教会的柱石。
And so these chosen ones are the pillars within the church.
被选的人基本上他本来不知道说他会是被选出来的。
So for those that are being chosen, they did not know that they were to be chosen.
也就是说，在我们每一个人并不会预先知道说，哎，我将来是要做什么。
In other words, we do not know what we will be doing.
就好像我们一个人从小成长过程当中，我们小时候总有很多愿望，小时候想要做什么，想要做什么。但大部分人长大要所做的工作，跟他小时候所的愿望想要做的，可能大部分都不一样了。
So just like as we are children growing up, we may have various ideas as to what we will be, what we like to do when we grow up. But once we grow up, for most of us, we will not be doing something that we had originally hoped.
那所以其实我们每一个人很重要的工作，就是我们在主耶稣基督这个身体里面，我们每一个人都应该有神要我们去做的工作，就是说神既然拣选我们加入他的身体，他在我们的身上一定有一个旨意要我们去完成的。
So what is important for us is that there is a purpose and a work for us to be done within the church, since we are chosen as part of this body.
因为第二章的第十节就已经说到，我们是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
So in chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works."
那说神。 我们是神的工作，是要叫我们行善，就是神所预定、预备叫我们行的。So
our work is to do good, the good deeds that which have been appointed to us beforehand.
你看，所以神哦，他选召我们每一个人的时候，他都知道我们应该在这个身体里面扮演什么角色。他神都已经有知道，但是我们可能自己不知道。So
when God chose us, He already know what role we will be playing, even if we ourselves do not.
因为神没有时间，我们人有时间。
For God does not have the limitation of time, but we do.
我们现在的事情我们才知道，过去的已经过去，我们就知道。未来的事我们没有一个人知道，但是神他很清楚啊。So
as men, we know what we know right now and what had happened in the past. But in the future, what's going to happen, we do not know, but God knows.
所以你看我们在读圣经的时候，我们看到圣经里面它记载很多的美好的。 德性要我们去要求我们要去做的，其实就是要预备我们每一个人，将来有一天能够成为教会的柱石。
So in the Bible, it records many good deeds and encouragements for us to conduct and to do, and it is for the purpose that it may equip us for what we are ought to do in the future.
我们并不是特意说我要成为教会柱石，说我应该这样做。
So we do not purposely do these things because we will be pillars in the church.
这个柱石是神所选出来的，从众人当中选出来的。The
pillars are chosen among the members.
那这些人呢，应该是很自然的，是因着耶稣基督的拣选，那我们的生命改变，那我们的生活会跟着调整。 来符合神对我们的救恩的计划，然后我们会回报神对我们的爱。
And these people change gradually because they recognize the grace that they have been chosen in the church.
所以我们看四章第一节。
So let's read chapter 4 verse 1.
四章一节说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which, with which you were called.
这里特别提到说，既然我们了解我们是蒙选召的，被主耶稣拣选的人，那么我们现在行事为人呢，就要跟我们所得到这个恩典相称，就是要生活做相对的调整。
So now, since we recognize the choosing we have received as a grace from God, then we need to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the mercy and grace.
然后第二节就开始说，要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And so, starting verse 2, it lists encourages to have lowliness and gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
第三节说要和平，彼此联络，要竭力保守圣灵所示，合而为一的心。
Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
那这里其实已经在讲出，这个教会，这个主耶稣基督身体，它能够长成的基础在哪里。
So here already describes the foundation for which the church can be complete.
也就是说，这里所有的弟兄姐妹，每一个人都有合一的心智。
In other words, all the members, brothers and sisters, they have the spirit in unity.
那这个合一是从圣灵来的。
And this unity comes from the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是主耶稣基督，他特别为了建立教会所赐给我们的宝贵的礼物，来做我们的帮助者。
For the Holy Spirit is given to us for the purpose that it may help us.
然后在教会里面能够做王，凡事能够尊重圣灵的带领，那这个教会就在神的旨意带领底下啊，能够很顺利的啊成长，然后荣耀耶稣基督的名。
That we may reign as king in the church, and that the purpose of God through the Holy Spirit can allow us to progress in the church according to His will.
那我们弟兄姐妹之间要和平，彼此联络。
And so, among the brothers and sisters, we must be at peace, connecting with one another.
然后这个教会这个合一的基础，接下去他要讲这个七个一啊。
And so the foundation of this unity, is described in seven ones.
我们每一个人如果都在这七件事情上合一的话，那这个教会，这个等于是这个房子的根基就非常的稳固。
So if we can all be in unity in these seven matters, then the church would be very firm and strong with a strong foundation.
第四节说身体只有一个，表示说这个主耶稣基督的身体就是得救的真教会是唯一的。
Verse 4, it says the body is one. In other words, the true church of salvation, there could only be one.
那当然圣灵一个，当然圣灵只有一个，因为这个圣灵是充满这个身体的。
If the body is one, then the Holy Spirit must be one, for the Spirit fills the body.
这个圣灵是神的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of God.
也是耶稣基督的灵。
And it is the Spirit of Christ.
所以天父真神的灵。
It is the Spirit of God the Father.
你看，神只有一位，耶稣基督中保也只有一位，所以这个神的圣灵绝对是唯一，而且是合一的。
There is only one God, and there is only one Jesus Christ. Therefore, the Spirit must be one.
所以我们弟兄姐妹所领受的都同一个圣灵。
So all of the brothers and sisters receive the same Holy Spirit.
圣经特别提到说，我们今天的救恩呢，我们共同蒙恩都是引于一位圣灵，就是从这个圣灵里面受洗，我们从这个圣灵支取从神来的能力。
The Bible tells us that we are saved because of the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, we can receive strength.
然后第四节接下去说，正如你们蒙召同一个指望。第四节
verse 4, there is just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
所以我们现在，你看我们今天蒙召的人，大家共同的目标都是一致的，要进神的国度。
So those who are chosen, they all have the same hope, that is the hope for the heavenly kingdom.
那这个蒙召这个指望是何等的，是何等的 啊活泼哦，也就是说，我们今天为了要得救进天国这件事情，绝对不能够让他觉得说我信耶稣好像就是世上好处而已啊。And, 圣经里面特别强调说，要明白神的恩召是有何等的指望。
And this hope is a living hope. We do not believe in Christ so that we may receive something in this life. We need to recognize the true dimension of this hope.
所以1章18节那里说，我们心中眼睛若明亮，就会知道说。他的恩召就是神给我们的恩召是何等的指望，就是要让我们进入神这个永生的国度里。1章18节。
So from chapter 1 verse 18 it says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of his calling.
所以一个指望，所以我们每一个人的目标都一致的。
So we all have this same hope and the same goal.
然后4章5节说我们一个主就是主耶稣基督，一个中保。
So verse 5, one Lord, that is one Jesus Christ as our mediator.
一信就是一种信仰。
One faith, that is only one type of religion.
一个身体一定会一个信仰。
So if it's one body, then it must have one faith.
这个信仰就是我们的，就是我们所认定的神的标准。
This faith is what we recognize as the standard of God.
所以我们的信仰就是主耶稣基督，他是天上真神道成肉身来拯救我们世人，为我们牺牲他的生命。
So our faith is that the God in heaven is word became flesh as Jesus Christ and came to the earth to save us.
我们借着他的救赎，我们罪可以被赦免，可以在神面前被称义。
And through his salvation, that our sins may be redeemed, and we can be deemed righteous in front of God.
所以借着信耶稣，我们今天才有这个指望。
So through faith in Christ, today we have this hope.
好，那我们有一个信之后，接下去一定会有一个洗，就是一种洗礼，一次的洗礼。
So since we have this one faith, then we will have the one baptism.
所以你看圣经里面的洗礼就一次。
Baptism in the Bible is only conducted once.
因为主耶稣基督他只有一次将他自己的身体献上。
For Jesus Christ offered up his body as a sacrifice once.
所以主耶稣既然是为我们牺牲一次，那我们今天的洗礼在罪里面，我们的罪在耶稣基督宝血里面，这个救赎也应该是只有一次。
So since Jesus Christ died once for us, then our redemption of sin through the baptism should be only done once.
所以有时候学生就会提出一些问题，说啊，那我们既然洗礼是赦罪，那可不可以我们如果犯罪以后啊，就再洗一次就好啦，那就罪就解决了，那不是很方便吗？
Some students may ask today after we are baptized, if we sin again, can't we just be baptized again? Then our sins will be washed, and that would be convenient.
因为他只有想到说，对，没有错，洗礼是为了要赦罪。
He only thought that the purpose of baptism is to redeem sin.
所以如果我再犯错，那再洗啊，就再洗一次就好了，就都没罪了。
So if we sin again, then we just baptize again.
那其实是因为对这个一洗这个意思的误解。
But it is in fact a misunderstanding of the one baptism.
因为洗礼很重要，就是主耶稣基督他为了救赎我们所做的牺牲。耶稣基督只有被钉死一次。
For the baptism is a very important teaching. For Jesus Christ only died for us once.
好，然后第6节说，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
那这个神。其实今天也在我们心中运行，就是借着圣灵在每个弟兄姐妹来让我们的生命更新。
And this God, in fact, is in us through the Holy Spirit to renew ourselves.
他本来是超乎众人之上、高高在天的荣耀真神。
For he was in fact above all of us as God and King in heaven.
那现在他为了要帮助我们能够进入神的国度，他特别来用借着圣灵来住在我们心里。
But because he wants to help us enter his kingdom, he came into our hearts.
帮助我们的生命可以更新改变。
To help us renew our life and change ourselves.
所以第7节说，我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So verse 7, to each one of us grace has given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们今天其实都是蒙恩人啊，因为我们被主耶稣的宝血救赎了。
Today, in fact, all of us are receiver of this grace.
然后，所以接下去，你看，圣经特别说，神就在教会里面设立各种不同的工作，拣选不同的人来执行这些工作本身，这个职分就是为了要建立基督的身体。
And then it goes on to say that there are different posts within the church being appointed for the purpose to establish the church as the body of Christ.
那一个教会要真的能够成长起来，这个教会要能够很坚固啊，然后不动摇，它那个柱石很重要。
So for a church to be established and be firm and strong, the foundation is important.
就好像一个房子，它那个柱子最关键。
Just as in a building or a house, the pillars are very important.
你看我们的会堂，我们这个建筑物本身，你看它如果柱掉了、腐烂了，那么我们这个建筑物可能就有危险了。
So as like the chapel that we now sit in, if the pillars are being damaged or eroded away, then the building will be in danger.
其他部分。如果坏掉，可能都还没有什么关系。
If other parts of the building is damaged, perhaps that is not so big of a deal.
你说屋顶漏水吗？可以修一修就没事了。
If the roof is leaking, then we can repair it.
玻璃破掉啊，门窗坏掉啊，什么都可以修理。
If the glass windows are broken, then it's fixable.
但其实也就是说，其实这些东西，墙壁啊、门窗啊，都没有也没关系。
So in fact, it is to say that these windows or these walls, we can do with or without.
但是没有柱子，你这个房子就倒了。
But without the pillars, the building will crash.
哦，所以这个教会里面，它其实也是一样。既然是主耶稣基督身体，是一个神的家，那就是一个像一个房子。那这个神现在就选了。一些人来做柱子，来撑起这个神的家。
So the church, the body of Christ, is like this building, and now God has chosen these individuals as the pillars.
那这个家哦，你看我们现在这个房子，如果是建造在这个主耶稣基督这个七个合一的这个信仰里面，那么我们的那个根基就很稳固。
Now, if these pillars are founded upon these seven ones, then our foundation will be very stable.
啊，接下来就是来，现在神就选择了这些柱石，来让这个房子真的能够建起来，然后更加的荣耀，然后里面可以装满从神来的被救赎的子民，让这个整个身体。发挥它的功用，就是这个房子本身，这个家是非常的兴旺的。
And so when these individuals are chosen as the pillars of this church, of this building, then it can house different members from all over the place to be members of this family.
你看那个柱石、哦、如果是要做柱子的，有什么特征呢？
So if we were to pick a pillar, then what features it must have?
当然我们现在看我们这个教会的建筑物本身比较特殊，因为我们看的那个柱子都是在外面，你都看得到的。
Of course our building, our chapel structure is a little different. We can see the pillars from in and outside of the building.
但是这个柱子落在外面有一个危险。
But when the pillar is extended outside of the building, there is a danger.
你看久了以后它就会坏掉。
After long, then it will be damaged.
所以现在久了以后，这个柱子它就失去那个支撑的力量了。
And as time passed by, it will have lost its support.
那通常我们的家里的房子，你就会注意看，你通常看不到柱子的。
So if we observe the pillars within our own house, generally we cannot see the pillars.
柱子是被包在这个房子的建筑物里面，是你从外面看不到。
The pillars are generally protected by the infrastructure of the house we cannot see from outside.
可是它又是最关键、最重要的。
But it is, however, the most important piece of the house.
那我们说做柱子，第一个一定是要那个材料很要很好的。
So to be a pillar, then it must be of the good materials.
我们现在现代的这个建筑物、这个房子啊，据说如果是好的那个钢筋水泥的， 120年大概就已经算不错了。
So today in modern days, the a good pillar of cement could last about 120 years.
那一般平常他们说，可能做50年的建筑物就差不多，应该要注意它的结构了。
Generally, most buildings should be re-examined once it reached over 50 years of age.
可是以前古时候他们建筑却很强壮，有的建筑物到现在从古迹，他们已经经过几千年了，还屹立不摇，表示那个材料真的很坚固。
But some ancient structures have survived over the centuries, and in fact, it must have been built with strong material and pillars.
你看中国一些古迹的建筑，像罗马帝国时候的一些古建筑，都已经几千年了，到现在他们还是发现那个结构本身都非常的坚固。
Some structures in ancient China or Rome or throughout the Roman Empire, they survive all these years with a very sturdy infrastructure.
它经过地震啊，经过各种天然的这种力量的腐蚀啊，它都不会怎样。
It has survived many earthquakes and natural attacks.
所以你看那个柱子，如果是材料很坚固的，那它就可以撑很久。
So, as a pillar, if the material is very sturdy, then it can last very long.
那这个柱石既然是在这个房子里面看不到，表示说，今天要做一个教会的柱石，基本上，我们如果从这个建筑物本身来看，就要懂得，柱石其实有时候是隐藏起来的，看不到的。
So, if the pillar are to be hidden within a structure, then it is to say that sometimes we cannot readily recognize the pillars in the church.
但是可能有很多人是默默在做柱石，在教会里面。
Perhaps many people they are pillars in silence.
小丽去一个地方协助工作，发现这个教会这个地方没办法发展，是因为教会里面没有柱石。
When I have been doing work in some areas, I have discovered the holy work cannot progress because there is no pillars within the church.
不管你再派多少人进去都没有用。
No matter how many people you send to help them, it is useless.
因为里面没有柱石把它撑起来。
For within the among the members, there is no pillar to establish them.
但是一个地区弟兄姐妹当中，如果有几个柱石是很坚固的，那么这个地方就会成长。
But in an area where there are a few pillars that are sturdy and strong, then that area will grow.
所以我们要，你看从教会当中，我们每一个人如果都能够装备我们自己，成为教会的柱石。
So if we can all equip ourselves to be pillars of the church,
能够被神所用，然后来建立他的身体，那么今天这个各地方的主耶稣基督的名就可以被高举起来。
To be used by God, to build the church, then the name of God may be exalted.
那你看这个柱子本身还有一个特质，就是它要能够耐得住。就是如果是地震来的，一些这个暴风来的，它屋顶飞走了，但是那个柱子还留在那边，绝对不会动，那个这个房子就保下来了。
And the attributes of a pillar is that it can withstand damage, whether it be a storm or a flood, it can still last, even if the roof or other parts of the building cannot.
所以这个要做柱石，基本上它要能够经得起考验的。
So a pillar should and must withstand withstand trials and tests.
我们现在看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第三章我们请看第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
启示录三章十二节说，得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去，我要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
Verse 12, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
这里提到这个如果得胜的 他就可以神说我要让他在我的殿里面做柱子了。
So here it says, those who are victorious, they shall be pillars within the temple of God.
所以那个得胜就是要能够得胜一些异端的冲击。
So these victors, they overcome the attacks of the heresies.
能够对主有坚定的信心。
They have firm faith in the Lord.
能够对神忠心。
They have a loyalty to God.
然后对信徒很有爱心。
And they have love for the members.
那这样凡事如果经过考验就站得住了。
So they may withstand trials.
那这样子你看神就把它选出来做柱石。
And these are chosen as pillars.
所以你看我们现在在读以弗所书的时候。
So now as we study the book of Ephesians.
我们看到第四章。
By the time we reach chapter 4,
我们看到说，哎，教会里面有使徒、有先知、有传福音的，是各种不同的人。
We see that there are apostles, there are prophets, there are evangelists within the church.
那我都不是，那我要做什么
？If I am none of these, then what should I do?
其实圣经里面他所写的这个是神特别所选召，因为这个有神的目标要把这个福音传扬的时候，他有这些职分。为了要建立这个身体啊
，For these roles are to be because there are purpose for these pillars to build the body of Christ.
但其实我们如果每一个人我们都学了主耶稣基督以后
，But if all of us were to imitate after Christ，
我们如果能够将所得到的恩呢、啊、跟我们的生活把它合在一起，那刚才我们所读过说，我们行事为人跟我们所蒙的恩相称。那么这样子呢，其实我们很可能默默的就在做这个教会的柱石了。
And if we were to incorporate the grace in which we have received from Christ into our life, as in chapter 4 verse 1, walking worthy of the calling, then perhaps we have become pillars, silent pillars.
我们有一天会被神选出来。要执行神要做的工作。
And one day we will be picked by God to execute the work of God.
但是我们本身一定要先了解我们所信的信仰。
But first we must understand the faith in which we believe.
就是说，刚才我们第四章所读到那些，这个身体一个信仰一个洗礼一个，这个根基一定要了解。
That is the seven ones. The one foundation, one body, one spirit. We must have clear understanding of the foundation.
我们的信心建立在主耶稣基督这一块大磐石上面。
That our faith is established upon Jesus Christ, the cornerstone.
那接下来呢？我们在生活里面呢，慢慢的去改变。
And then in our daily lives, we slowly change ourselves.
你看他说第四章的第二十二节是说，那么以前我们被我们的私欲迷惑，我们的行为上算是旧人。其实，所以在这个信仰上，在生活上，其实没有办法去彰显神的荣耀。
In chapter 4, verse 22, our former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, this such a body, such a man, old man cannot elicit the glory of God.
但是现在我们信了耶稣以后，我们就不一样了。
But after we believe in Christ, we are different.
我们要把心智改换一新。
We must change our heart.
那穿上新人。
We must put on the new body.
然后要把耶稣基督的形象把它活出来。
We must live out the image of Christ.
那这个就是真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And this is the mercy and the kindness of the truth.
这个是 righteousness 跟 holiness.
The righteousness and holiness of the truth.
那所以现在。你看这个有时候我们在生活当中慢慢去做，什么时候神要让我们当作柱石来建立他的教会，可能我们都没有预期到的。
And then by the time God wants us to be pillars in the church, we perhaps may not have foreseen.
小丽这次被安排到巴西去协助圣工的时候，
Recently when I was sent to Brazil to assist the holy work,
有机会到巴拉圭去访问一户信徒。
I have the opportunity to go to Paraguay to visit one member's family.
其实一位姐妹，这位姐妹没有大概两三年前来信主，来我们教会受洗。她是一个本来是一个外教会的基督徒。
It's a sisters of us, and originally she is a member of another church.
那她是因着她的朋友介绍，然后她就来真耶稣教会查考，然后发现说这个道理很好。
And through the introduction of her friend, she came to our church to study and found that it was good.
她就来接受洗礼了。
And so she received the baptism.
那其实她是住在很远的地方。
But in fact, she lives far away.
她的家离我们教会聚会的地方坐车要坐八个小时。
And she lives at a distance that would take 8 hours by car to reach.
那她每次都是有工人来巡牧的时候，她就坐八个小时夜车来参加聚会。
So every time a worker were to assist the church, she will take the 8 hour distance to and time to travel to attend.
她来慕道的时候，她其实已经搬到很远的地方去了。
When she was truth seeking, in fact, she was far away.
因为生活的关系，因为做生意的关系，她到另外一个城市去做生意。可是她的朋友就是在我们本来这个教会这个地点啊，在东方市这个地方，她就认识，然后就跟她传福音。哎，她就来听完之后，她就受洗。
So for the purpose of her livelihood and work, she had to move far, but her friend remains in Brazil. And so she will come to listen to the truth.
那这位姐妹她信主以后，诶，她的那个生活就真的改变很多。
So after she believed, her life changed.
那她在读，她只能够自己读圣经。
And she could only read the Bible by herself.
她只能够有人来的时候，诶，好，可能一年几次，她就从她住的地方坐车来参加聚会。
And perhaps a few times a year, she can take the time to ride to Brazil to attend service.
可是最重要就是她本身每一天的生活的表现。
But what's most important is her daily conduct.
因为她要来聚会，所以她通常都是星期五晚上的时候就坐晚上的车子，然后整个晚上就在这个车上过了。到的时候就是早上六点。
But when she wants to attend Sabbath service, she will take the ride starting Friday night, and she will spend the night on the car to reach the church.
等到聚会完，星期六晚上，然后再坐车回去，然后回到家的时候就是星期天的早上这样。
And after the service ended by Saturday night, she will take the car home. And by the time she gets back, it will be Sunday morning.
所以等于有两个晚上都是在车上过的。
So she would have spent two nights in the car.
那她来聚会，她那个生意就没有做了。
And when she come to attend service, then she cannot continue her business.
那所以呢，她觉得说这个没有关系，因为来敬拜神。
But she felt that is no trouble for she is worshiping God.
她就抓住这个敬拜神的机会。
And she held on to the opportunity to worship God.
然后就能够学习道理。
To learn the truth.
因为难得有人可以跟她一起学习道理。
For it is rare for someone to learn the truth together with her.
所以就是这样子，诶，后来我们就发现哦，这位姐妹呢，神默默在用她，她都不知道的。
So this is the way how she lived her life, and later on we discover that, in fact, God is using her without her even knowing.
她的受洗完之后，她的那个生活各方面待人处事的那个方法哈，都越来越跟圣经一致了。
After she was baptized, the way she conduct herself and interpersonal relationship are very similar to the Bible.
因为她本身就是一个很谦和的人。
For she herself was a very meek person.
那也不会去讲一些不好听的话。
She would not say any bad words.
那就是很规规矩矩的做生意。
And she conduct her business very simply.
那她后来因为在做生意当中，因为都是中国人嘛，华人，所以就认识了一些人了。
And later on, she came to knew some local business partners.
就是当地的中国人，
and
who, 同种族的人嘛。
Who were also Chinese people at conducting business in the area.
巴拉圭的北部的一个小地方呢，那个中国人不多的。
In northern Paraguay, there is a location where there are few Chinese people.
后来他做生意的那个他卖面啊，这个他做生意的这个做生意的地点，因为他们那个政府改建了这个他们的市场，他后来被分配到一个边边的一个摊位去了。
And because the government had restructured the market, so her original spot to sell noodles have been relocated to a less popular area.
那很明显的，因为她从原来的好的位置被换到那个比较差的位置去了。
So very clearly, she had been removed from a good spot to a less favorable spot.
啊，结果她就是这样子啊，因为人家竟然这样分配了，她就接受，然后就做生意也没有关系，她觉得无所谓。
But she felt that is no matter. She continues her business.
他就没有说为自己打抱不平，然后要去争取，说哦，一定要换一个什么样的位置。他没有用自己的那个想法去争取哦。
She did not ask in her own way to get a better spot.
他没有任何的恼恨啊、嫉妒啊，或者是说愤愤不平啊。
And so there is no jealousy or anger in her.
我们现在看第四章三十一节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 31.
以弗所书四章三十一节说：“一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、扰攘、嚷闹、诽谤，一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。”
31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
那他也都没有去讲什么污秽的话，然后去，反正都没有讲一些圣经里面说我们说不应该去做的事情，他没有去做。
And she did not utter words of profanity or conduct.Things that are warned against in the Bible.
结果后来呢，神的恩典祝福就出现了。
And then later on, the mercy and the grace of God appeared.
因为他的那个位置啊，被摆在一个角落的地方。
For
这些中国同乡啊，来看到，哎呀，你怎么被安排在这个地方？怎么这么不公平？别人替他打抱不平了哈。
So when she was placed in the corner of the market, Chinese friends felt injustice for her.
然后他就说没有关系啊，反正生意也是这样做啊，人少一点比较轻松啊。
But she said that's no matter. I continue with my business. No matter fewer people makes me more relaxed.
那因为他在做生意，所以他当地的工人很难请，所以他一开始他找不到工人帮忙，所以他忙不过来。
And when she started, she could not find helpers.
啊，结果呢？哎。那个他们在星期天的时候，下午的时候，他们很多其他做开店的生意人都关店了，这些人呢就跑到他的面摊要去吃面了。
And so on Sunday when some workers have finished with their work, they want to eat noodles at her place.
啊，因为语言是讲中文都会通的，那所以呢，他说我没有人手不够，我自己一个人没办法。他们说没关系，我们来帮忙。
And when they all came to eat noodles, she told them that she is understaffed, she could not manage, but these people would help her.
基本上就是顾客自己煮面自己吃啊。
So in fact, these customers they cook their own noodles.
然后还帮他服务，来那现在一个人来排队，一个人排，这些顾客自己煮完之后自己端过去，坐在那边自己去吃。
And once they cook their own noodle, they would serve themselves at a table and eat.
啊，因为他没有人手啊，他就是顾客，就是觉得好像自己的地方就开始做起来了。
And because she had no staff, so these customers feel that it is there, so they work there.
在星期天下午的时候，还好多人在排队要吃面呢。
So on Sunday afternoon, many people come. And want to eat noodles.
哇，这个当地人看到说奇怪了，这一个是什么特别的地方？怎么这么多人在排队？然后这吃的津津有味。
So when the locals saw that so many people are lining up to eat, they wonder how good can it be?
他们都想说这一摊一定很好吃的。
So they thought to themselves that this noodle must be good.
哦，因为又是卖这个中国人的小吃啊。
offer they sell the small dish Chinese dishes.
其实我们的姐妹说，就很简单，就是汤面而已啊。
But our sister said that it is in fact very simple items.
啊，其实都是他们自己去煮的。
And they cook themselves.
结果当地人就以为说这一摊很好，所以后来就好多人都来他的面摊吃面了。
So later on, a lot of people came to eat.
啊，所以就生意变得很好。
So her business become very good.
哎，就是因为这样子，哎。才知道这一群来他面前吃面这一群中国人是一群基督徒。
And she only found out later on that this group of Chinese workers who eat at her noodle place, they are Christians.
他们是一个家族，很大的一个家族，大概有二三十个人。
And they belong to the same family, about 20 to 30 members.
那他们以前都一起聚会，但是后来他们这个带领的人离开了，他们就没有人聚会了。
And originally they hold service by themselves, but their leader had gone away, so they can no longer hold service.
那他就跟我们这位姐妹在吃面的时候认识了。哇，你是基督徒，你是从哪里来的？你是什么教会的？就开始聊起来了。
And so as they are acquainted with our sister, they start talking about which church she goes to.
然后他们才发现说，哦，原来你礼拜六不在的时候，你到底是去哪里？哦，他说去教会去。坐车八个小时去聚会了。
They found out that on Saturday, the reason why she is not there is because she is on a car to church.
那他就说，那能不能够请你们的那个传道来这边看我们讲道理给我们听啊
？So she asked whether or not our pastor may go there to speak the truth to them.
那个姐妹说，我来邀请他们看看能不能来。
So his sister replied, "Let me try."
那个这一群他所认识的这些朋友，后来就发现这个人非常好，就是我们这个姐妹，她的生活上真的把主耶稣的形象把它显出来了。
And this group of people later found out that our sister lives a very good life. She really live out the life of Christ.
她也不会去跟人家计较。
She would not argue with anybody.
她就是待人非常的温和。
And she treats everyone very meekly.
那对信仰又非常的坚持。
And she held on to the truth.
然后让他们觉得说，哇，你有教会这么好。
And they saw that it is very good to have a church.
然后我们这个姐妹就跟她说，其实我不懂啊，我都不知道啊。
But our sister tells them that in fact she did not know much.
什么大道理我是不知道。
She does not know the teachings.
但是圣经说我们要这样生活，我就这样做而已。
But because the Bible says. We should live in this way, and that's why I do so.
哦，就这样子跟着这一群这些当地的这些中国的这些朋友就认识起来。
And in this way, she became well acquainted to this group of Chinese friends.
那很感谢神，这里面的这一群人呢，真的是很单纯，而且很用心，想要很渴慕道理的一群人。
And thank God that this group of people they are simple-minded and they thirst after the truth.
五月份的时候。第一次我们有派一个工人去那边跟他们一起聚会。
In the month of May, we had sent a worker to worship with them.
那聚会的时候，因为是在这个他那个面摊小吃店的那个广场那边在聚会，因为没有位置。
And they hold their service at the square in the market where the noodle shop is.
后来我们这几位很感谢主，他说我刚好。被排在角落。那星期天下午没什么人，很多店都关起来，刚好哇，整片都是我可以用，好方便就来聚会。
And she thank God that she is being put at the corner, so she had a great area to all to herself where they can hold service.
就把他那个椅子啊，一排排像我们这样会场这样排起来，就开始讲道理了。
And she arranged the chairs just like our chapel and start to speak of the truth.
第一次聚会的时候就来了三十几个人。
The first meeting hosts about 30 members.
只有一位信徒。
And there was only one of our church members.
其他通通都是慕道者。
All of the other people are true seekers.
那我们聚会一次就走了。
And after that one service, they gone home.
后来他这里面有一位朋友，他觉得说，哇，这个不行，这教会我们要聚会，在这个面摊的地方去也不方便。
Later on, one of the friends felt that we cannot continue this way to hold a service next to a noodle shop.
他当时想说，那我应该要去买一个会堂。
And so he thought to himself that he needs to purchase a chapel.
从 从第一次聚会到下一次，大概只有隔一个月之后。
So the next service was about one month later.
这一次小丽去的时候，她已经去买了一间房子起来了。
And when I was there for the second service, he already purchased a house.
他就真的是神给他安排一个机会，他还本来是已经买了地，准备要去准备说要来盖会堂的。
God gave him an opportunity. He had already purchased a piece of land to build a chapel.
因为这个人他本身很热心，也很感谢神给他赐给他的恩典，他得到很多福气。
This individual, he is very zealous himself, and he has a lot of thanks for God and has received much grace.
他就去买地，准备说这个要怎么样盖，要盖一个会堂。
So he had purchased a plot of land and thought, how should he build the chapel?
可是他发现要盖会堂太久了，来不及了。
But then he felt that it will take too much time to build a chapel.
他想说，哇，既然有人来可以来讲道，然后来聚会哦，哇，他太好了，那应该赶快要有一个房子来聚会。
So if someone were to come and speak the truth to us, then that is wonderful. We should have a place as soon as possible.
他这样想，隔天就有一个朋友跟他说，哎，哪个地方有一间房子要卖。
And so as he is thinking that the next day, a friend of his told him that there is a house for sale.
然后他就去看呢。
And so he went to see.
看的时候说，哇，这个很好。
And he felt that it was a good location.
就把它买下来了。
And then he bought it.
然后就那个东西搬走之后，就把里面整理，就说准备要来做会堂。
And once the owner leaves, then he prepares it as chapel.
哇，然后结果小丽这次去的时候，就在那个新买的房子里面聚会。
And so when I was there, we hold our service in that new home.
然后临时召集了他们所认识的这些朋友来。
And they have called these friends together.
一样，他说你们什么时候来，我们什么时候都欢迎来聚会。
And so whenever we go, they will welcome us to have service.
然后那个我们这个姐妹呢，不知不觉呢，她就成为教会里面教会这个地点的一个柱石了。
So without her knowing noticing, she became a pillar of the church.
她在这当中吸引了好多想要听道理的人聚到她这个地方来了。
In this process, she had attracted so many people who thirst after the truth.
结果小丽这次去的时候，一样有三十几个人一起来聚会。
So when I was there, as usual, there are about 30 members there.
他们的心很渴慕真理。
Their heart longs for the truth.
他们一听到教圣经里面所有的这些信息，哇，他们说最好能够是不是能够常常有人来讲道理给我们听。
And once they heard of the truth, they wish that they can often have speakers sent there.
啊，所以我们这位姐妹呢，她真的就像圣经里面这里说的，神给恩典临到她，她没有意想到的，但是不知不觉中，她竟然成了一个非常重要的神的工人哦。然后去逐渐要建立成一个据点。
So the grace of God was upon her without her knowing, and slowly and gradually she had became a pillar of in that location to establish a church.
那她所做的其实是很简单的工作。
But in fact, what she does is a very simple matter.
她就是把这个神的道理把它活出来而已。
She merely live out the teachings of God.
他就是在待人处事上面让人看到主耶稣基督的门徒应该有的表现而已。
She allow other people to see through in her life what is the conduct of a Christian, of a disciple of Jesus.
因为他年纪比较大，所以后来这些朋友啊，每一个人都很尊敬他。
Because she is older in age, so all of her friends respect her.
因为觉得说，哎，这个人他身上有榜样。
They feel that they can see an example in her.
哦，他付出，然后他关心，然后他去召集这些朋友到他的面摊来吃面，然后来谈论，哦，大家都觉得很享受。
She offers herself. She cares for these people. She invites these friends to her noodle shop to speak of the truth. They feel that this is great.
在他们忙碌的生活当中，他们。一关店之后，他们就跑到他的地方来吃东西了。
In their busy life, after they have done their work and close their business, they will go gather around her noodle shop.
那真的是神的带领。
And this is in fact the leadership of God.
哦，所以 你看我们现在教会的发展，其实很多时候都是我们弟兄姐妹开始的。
So the progress of a church oftentimes comes from our members, brothers and sisters.
要做教会的柱石，其实我们只是在把我们生活的方向调整成和真理，能够把主耶稣的形象把它彰显而已。
To be a pillar of God, in fact, we merely need to live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel.
我们在信仰上坚固。
To be steadfast in our faith.
我们默默的服侍神，在为主耶稣发光。
And quietly work for God and shine for Him.
我们可以承受住这些神给我们的工作，然后能够耐苦把这个整个工作把它撑起来。
That we can withstand the task and the work appointed to us and upheld what we must do.
然后能够经历试验，必然成为神殿中的柱子。
And as we endure these trials, we will for sure become a pillar of the church.
我们今天晚上分享到这里，一起来唱诗。
This concludes our sharing. Let's sing him.
384首。
Sing him 384.
请坐。
Please be seated.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
继续为教会的各样圣工祷告。
Let's continue to pray for the various work of the church.
圣体前端的教会的传道者以及执事，我们弟兄姐妹，我们在祷告当中纪念他们。
And those who are weak in body, the ministers in the church and pastors of the church, let us remember them.
我们一起跪下来同心祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray together.